The theme of the convention yesterday was getting to know the real John McCain. And I guess when it's your job to tell Wisconsinites that story when you get home this weekend, what will you tell them?
Sure. Each of the delegates at our chairs was given a sign. On one side was the word service. On the other side was country first. And basically, the speakers applauded John McCain's service to his country and also the people in the audience and across America, the veterans' service to America. And putting country first, Senator Lieberman was excellent in saying, let's put America first over the political parties.
McCain's critics have been making a lot of hay of the notion that being a prisoner of war and a veteran does not necessarily qualify one to be president. But how do you feel that enhances his qualifications to be president?
Each experience that we have in life gives a lot of depth and experience, and I feel that those experiences that he had has strengthened his character, and as one speaker said, shows his faith, his hope in America and the American people.
There were two big speeches last night, Fred Thompson and Joe Lieberman. How did they go?
If Fred Thompson's speech, if he had given that speech as a candidate, he probably would have been the nominee. He had fire in the belly, and he really brought out the life of John McCain. And what was special in the audience was Cindy McCain, four of the McCain children, and John McCain's mother.
And I was especially intrigued by Joe Lieberman speaking to the convention, the former Democrat, the one-time vice presidential candidate of the Democratic Party. Republicans are making a habit of this, inviting Democrats to come speak to their convention. What do you think that says, that Joe Lieberman is speaking out so forcefully in favor of someone from the other party?
I see that Joe Lieberman has really raised the bar in American politics in looking at the individual candidates and the enormous experience that John McCain has of serving his country first. And I believe that Joe Lieberman will probably be in the McCain cabinet.
And you think that's helpful? Do you think that would be a good thing? And will Republicans accept that?
I think it would be a very good thing, because we shouldn't be the red states and the blue states. We should be the United States.
What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Tonight there will be the keynoter by Mayor Giuliani from New York City. And usually Wednesday evening and then Thursday evening when the nominees come, there's a lot of hoopla on the floor. Last night it looked like a real political convention, with the hallways packed with people and many people being interviewed.
It must have been nice to get back to business, I suppose.
Yes, it was.
Very good. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a good day in Madison.